Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents...
The Adventures of Superman. Today, a new trap has been set for the Man of Steel. One that Herbert Calkins assures Lois Lane will prove beyond all doubt that Clark Kent is Superman.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. Say, you may know what's good in the eats department, but don't call yourself a really experienced judge of good breakfast eats until you try this week's Pep Dish of the Week. Pep Double Scoop. Because it beats everything. Here's the idea. You just pour your portion of Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine cereal, into your bowl. Scoop out a hollow on each side, and then fill in each hollow with juicy red raspberries. Pour on milk and sugar, and you've got your Pep Double Scoop. As terrific a dish as you've ever tasted. How those crisp, tender flakes of Pep make whoopee with the fruit. That's Pep's golden sunshine flavor coming through, as it does every time. Always a knockout. Always so super delicious that you spoon up your Pep on the double, till before you half know it, your spoon comes up all empty. Well, you've eaten every flake. Well, that's just as it should be, especially nowadays when the cereal grains are being sent to give their swell grain nourishment to fellows and girls overseas. So when Mom brings Kellogg's Pep home from the grocer's, see that there's no waste at your house. If you pour your own Pep, pour it carefully and polish off every bit you pour out. And say, kind of keep watch on your younger brothers and sisters, too. Get the right habit, gang. Eat all your Pep. Don't waste it.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
Convinced after much research, Clark Kent and Superman are one and the same person, Herbert Calkins, Scotland Yard's ace detective, has come to the United States to prove it. When Kent narrowly escaped from one trap, Calkins took Lois Lane into his confidence and, with her aid, set another trap. Early that evening, when Kent came to the Metropolis Safety Vault Company with some important documents from the Daily Planet, the guard waited until he stepped into one of the underground chambers of steel and concrete, then swung the great door closed, locking Kent inside the vault. As we continue now, Calkins and Lois are in a restaurant across the street from the dark vault building. Listen.
Kent is very clever, Miss Lane, but this is one trap from which he can't escape without revealing his true identity.
You sound very confident, Mr. Calkins.
That I am, by Jove. The door and walls of the vault are solid steel, 3 feet thick. The only person in the world who can break out is Superman. So, if Kent isn't there when the vault is opened, we'll know the truth.
Wait a minute. I just thought of something. If Clark isn't Superman...
Yes?
Well, he is a bit of a sissy, Mr. Calkins.
Really?
Oh, yes. He'll get panicky locked up in there without any air. I just know he will. And if anything happens to Clark, I'll never forgive myself.
Now, really, Miss Lane, you mustn't take on so. Ken's fooled you very neatly, you know.
What do you mean?
Well, his leading you to believe that he was timid and a weakling was deliberate.
But why?
So you would never suspect his real identity, of course.
Oh, well, that could be, I suppose, but I'm still not sure that Clark is Superman.
Well, now, let me see. In 1 hour and 55 minutes, I will have solved the greatest mystery of our time. The secret of Superman's double identity.
As Herbert Calkins and Lois Lane prematurely congratulate themselves, Clark Kent, locked in the underground steel vault across the street, had, by means of his X-ray vision, seen them in conversation with the vault guard earlier and guessed the truth. Now he racks his brain desperately for a way out of his predicament.
This is the worst spot I've ever been in. If I break out of here, it'll prove I'm Superman. And if I wait to be let out and show no ill effects, it'll also prove I'm Superman. What will I do? Wait a minute, I've got an idea. That time clock set inside the vault door, it's set to open the door in 2 hours. I rip the steel back a little... just enough to reach the clock. Like this. And then set the clock at 2 hours like this. Door should open. Good, it's open. Now to have a look outside. Oh, here we go. Let's see now. The burglar alarm wire is along the bottom of the door. A touch will set the alarm off, and who can prove a mouse didn't do it? Now. There, that does it. Now to get back into the vault.
Set the time clock back 2 hours again. There. And now bend the steel plate back over the clock. Like that. Now, all I have to do is wait for the emergency squad. You're a smart potato, Mr. Calkins. A very smart potato. But I think I've outsmarted you once again.
What time is it now, Mr. Calkins?
It's 20 minutes past six, Miss Lane. In just 1 hour and 40 minutes, we'll expose Clark Kent as Superman.
Oh, I can hardly wait. What a story that will be. And when I think of the years that Clark's been fooling me... Wait a minute. What are those sirens?
Oh, just the bobbies going somewhere or an ambulance.
Yes, I suppose. Look, Mr. Calkins.
What?
Look through the window. Police cars. And that red truck stopped right in front of the wall building. Look what it says on it.
Bank Protective Association, emergency squad. By Jove, Miss Lane, something's apparently happened in the vault. Come on.
Everything's okay. Just take another whiff of these spirits of ammonia and you'll feel fine.
The vault, I was locked in.
Sure, but just for a few minutes, you're okay now.
I couldn't breathe.
Clark, are you all right?
Lois, a terrible thing happened. I got
I know. Are you all right now?
I don't know.
He'll be okay in a few minutes. I gotta go check this alarm.
How do you feel, Clark?
Better now, but my heart's pounding and there's a ringing in my ears.
I think we'd better get a doctor, Mr. Clark.
Nonsense. He doesn't need a doctor. He's just putting on an act, as you Americans
say. He is not. You can see how he's fighting for breath.
Rubbish. He's pulling your leg, Miss Lane. Yes, and mine too, by Jove.
What do you mean?
I mean he's tricked me again. How he did it, I don't know, but he did right enough.
That's ridiculous. How do you feel now, Clark?
Oh, I feel terrible.
I'm sure you do. That was a frightful experience.
I thought I was going to smother him.
Oh, yes, come now, Jeff. That's pure utter rot.
Now, you look here, Mr. Calkins. You've caused enough trouble. I was a fool to listen to you, and I don't intend to listen to you anymore.
What's this all about?
He's fooled you once more, Miss Lane, but he hasn't fooled me. I'm still convinced he's Superman, and I'll prove it too, by Jove, very soon. Cheerio, DeBoto.
Goodbye.
Me? Superman? Did I hear him correctly, Lois?
Yes, can't you imagine it? He almost convinced me of it, too.
What? He did?
Yes, but never mind that now. You've got to get home and go to bed.
Yeah.
You think you can get up and walk out to a taxi?
I think so.
Oh, good. Here, lean on this car.
Okay.
I'll help you outside.
Thanks.
Here's your house, Clark. Can you manage alone now?
I think so, Lois. I feel much better now.
I'm so glad, Clark. I feel like a heel for ever letting Calkins talk me into thinking you were Superman.
How did he ever sell you that idea?
I'll never know. Look, I guess you've had all you can stand of Superman tonight. You go to bed, and I'll cover the story alone.
Huh? What story?
What story? Why, the World Peace Federation rally at the Metropolis Stadium tonight, of course.
Oh.
Superman promised to appear and make a speech. Don't tell me you forgot about it.
Scott, I did forget. I've been so involved in this business with Calkins, the rally slipped my mind entirely. Thanks for reminding me.
Oh, I said you can forget about it.
Oh, but I can't.
You what?
I've got to be there. This is a big story. You know how important the World Peace Rally is. Well, the chief will never forgive
me. Now, don't you worry about a thing. I'll cover the story for you, and I'll square you with the chief. You go to bed.
Well, all right, Lois. Good night and thanks.
Good night, Clark. And thank you for not being angry with me.
Oh, forget it. Is that a lucky break? Lois, reminding me I promised to address the World Peace Federation rally tonight with Superman. I've been so worried about that bulldog Calkins, I forgot all about it. Well, I'll just go up to my apartment a moment. Shoot over to the stadium. What?
Great Scott! You again!
Entering the small lobby of his apartment building, Clark Kent suddenly stopped short, his body going rigid. Whom has he seen? We'll know in a moment when we return for the exciting climax of today's episode. So stand by.
Say, gang, when you hitch up your chair to the breakfast table in the morning, does your appetite sit up and take notice? Do you really want to eat the hearty sort of meal that helps start your day off right? Well, if it's a bowl of sunny, golden-toasted Kellogg's Pep you're hitching up to, most likely you can hardly wait to get started. Pep is called the Sunshine Cereal, you know. It's loaded with smooth, full wheat sunshine flavor that practically sparkles on your tongue. Crisp, too, and tender, and delicate. A royal sort of breakfast dish. Yes, sir, Kellogg's Pep certainly stacks up when it comes to really keen eating. When it comes to nutrition, too, because Pep gives you good whole wheat nourishment plus. So you're in solid if you polish off every single toasted crisp flake in your bowl. And say, here's another angle. Nowadays, the cereal grains, like the whole wheat and Kellogg's Pep, are being sent to fellows and girls overseas. So it's not right to waste cereal. When Mom brings Kellogg's Pep home from the grocer's, take special pains to make sure there's no waste at your house. If you pour your own Pep, pour it carefully and eat up every bit you pour out. Kind of keep an eye on your younger brothers and sisters, too. That's a cinch, isn't it? Just be sure to eat all your Pep. Don't waste it.
Startled as he entered the small lobby of his apartment building, Clark Kent suddenly stopped short, frozen rigidly in his tracks. For a moment he stares, speechless. Then he gasps.
You again?
Yes. Surprise, Superman.
Now, wait a minute.
Mr. Kent, if you prefer.
What are you doing here, Mr. Calkins?
Surely you can guess.
If it has anything to do with your notion that I have a double identity...
It has indeed. I told you I was convinced that you're Superman, and I'm going to prove it before I return to Europe, by Jove.
Now, look here, by Jove. I'm a patient man, but
so
I'm
not... So am I, old chap. In 30 years at Scotland Yard, I never failed to bring in my man.
Great.
That takes quite a heap of patience, you know.
Yes, all right. So you're patient, you're clever, you're a wonderful detective.
Thank you, sir.
But you're also, if you'll forgive my frankness, a confounded bore. So now, if you don't mind, we'll say goodnight. I have things to do.
Yes, I know, at the Metropolis Stadium.
What about the stadium?
Oh, calm, old chap. We both know that you, as Superman, promised to address the World Peace Federation rally tonight.
Oh, we do.
And we both know that you won't disappoint thousands of people who'll be there expressly to see you. Isn't that so?
Now, wait a minute.
Now, hear me out. I intend to spend the evening with you.
Oh, you do?
Yes, indeed I do. And let me warn you, old chap, I'm a most difficult man to lose. I'm going to be most interested in seeing how you can be at my side as Clark Kent and on the stage of the Metropolis Stadium as Superman at the same time.
Well, Clark Kent, how can you hope to solve this dilemma? If you fail to appear at the Metropolis Stadium, Herbert Calkins will know you are Superman. But how can you appear on the stage as scheduled and at the same time be with Calkins in your identity as Kent? Once more, the famous Scotland Yard detective has laid a clever trap for the Man of Steel. How can Superman escape that trap without revealing the heretofore carefully guarded secret of his double identity? Tomorrow's episode will have you sitting on the edge of your chairs, so don't miss it. Tune in, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Say, gang, I know you know loads of famous names, so you're sure to know Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals. But do you know that swell breakfast treat, Kellogg Shredded Wheat? It's delicious. You see, Kellogg picks out finest whole wheat, toasts it to natural nut sweet goodness. Kellogg packs 15 tender plump biscuits in every package. And Kellogg sees to it that you get the grand nutrition of whole wheat in biscuits made to fit the bowl. Ask Mom to get you some Kellogg Shredded Wheat. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.